From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, Verizon announced a new unlimited data plan. T-Mobile reacted by sweetening a deal for unlimited data plan customers it already has. Competition among wireless carriers is tough these days. Proof? This guy.
Hey, I'm Paul, and I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon. Not anymore. I'm with Sprint now, because guess what? It's 2016 and every network is great.
Obviously, it's 2017 now, but the point holds true. A few years ago, when we got 4G and LTE networks, we all wanted to stream video and other stuff to our phones. And carriers worried about us data hogs, so they killed unlimited options. Competition is helping to bring unlimited data plans back, though. To talk about this, we've got CNET Editor-in-Chief Lindsay Turrentine on the line. Hey, Lindsay. Part of this is about T-Mobile nudging other carriers back into the unlimited world.
T-Mobile has been particularly aggressive in touting unlimited data and, in fact, essentially forces you to buy an unlimited data plan. And because of that, the rest of the carriers are having to trot out their own versions of this.
How are companies figuring out how to make money off the user, even with these unlimited data plans that they're offering?
Sprint is really competing to get you to try their service at all. They're sort of like, hey, we're going to make this so cheap and so great. Try us out, please, please, please. On the other hand, you've got Verizon, which has long carried the torch as the quote-unquote best carrier. Yeah. Verizon is also the most expensive. And for a while, actually hadn't offered an unlimited plan, sort of said the plans that we give you are enough. Now they need to compete with everybody else, and Verizon is having to step up and offer its own streaming service.
Is this good for you and me and all the rest of us little consumers?
Well, competition is always good, but it sort of depends on whether or not you actually are going to use these unlimited services, because the unlimited streaming services really do put a drain on those networks. And the reason that the networks have dragged their feet for a little while has something to do with the fact that they want their service to continue to be a good service. And so as long as the carriers can keep up with the demand, the prices come down, it's good for you as a consumer.
Lindsay Turrentine, Editor-in-Chief at CNET. Lindsay, always nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Ben.
This week, we have gotten a clearer picture of the notoriously secretive Miami-based augmented reality company called Magic Leap. And that picture is not pretty. Since around 2014, Magic Leap has been promising a world-changing technology that could project amazing images into the real world with sleek, wearable devices. Hundreds of millions of dollars of investment, a couple lawsuits, and a few years later, Magic Leap is in trouble. This, according to former and current employees that spoke on Background with Business Insider reporter Kif Leswing, who has been writing about the company's troubles over the last few weeks. Hi, Kif. Magic Leap's biggest issue here seems to be that the company keeps talking a big talk without a finished working product.
Magic Leap definitely has technology, but it's not an understatement to say they've been struggling with parts of it, especially the ability to, take large computer parts and miniaturize them into something sleek that consumers would want to both buy and wear.
I love that this story has a Beyonce angle.
So I was told that Magic Leap, while it's giving these demos with NDAs.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah. I started hearing that, lots and lots of people have tried it. They just can't tell you about it. And so I eventually talked to people who knew. And what these people said is, the company loved to bring celebrities and stars in to try it out. And two of the people that were named to me were, Steven Spielberg, who has been attached at some level to make this kind of content, and Beyonce, which, you can't really imagine how her her brand, her business would tie into cutting-edge gaming technology. But, you never know. I suspect it's something to do with they want to broadcast concerts.
But apparently she was not impressed.
No, I was told that she was bored.
There was news of a lawsuit alleging sexism and other bad behavior at the company this week. There's also supposedly a board meeting happening sometime this week, maybe Thursday or Friday, which will probably be big for the company. What happens next here?
Well, I think they have to show something. I think they have to sell something. These investors are giving you money to build your business in hopes that you may be able to generate money down the line. But for Magic Leap, you know, they're not selling anything. And before they sell anything, they need to have a developer's kit out so that developers can make, you know, these crazy videos and games for it.
If you want to sell a product, you have to have a product.
You have to have a product, yeah. So right. that's the situation. And the question is, you know, when do they start realizing, oh, my God, we have 1,000 employees here and we still have not sold one item yet.
Kif Leswing is a reporter at Business Insider and has been reporting on the company Magic Leap. Kif, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And yes, Valentine's Day may be over, but the Tinder data is still being collected. The popular dating app always sees a spike in activity between the new year and February 14th. That Valentine's Day spike last year, 10%. Where is the activity actually happening? New York City, LA, Tokyo? Dr. Jess Carboneau is sociologist at Tinder.
Last year, the number one city in terms of matches per capita in February 2016 was Provo, Utah. And that's such a fun and interesting city to think about because people often are not really thinking Provo, Utah, a very, very conservative part of the country, is a hotbed of Tinder activity.
The overall spike in activity on Tinder during Valentine's includes swiping, matching, and messaging, by the way. Dr. Carboneau says despite what you might think, most of those people are looking for lasting relationships. Good luck out there. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.